2 years ago, Katherine Johnson was living on the streets in Jacksonville.
I was brought up in a middle to upper class family, and I always had a good childhood. But somewhere along the way, I lost myself in drugs and alcohol. My family had given up on me, and I got to the point where I was suicidal, but wouldn't take my own life, and I was homeless.
Johnson says she heard about a detox center called Gateway. When she got there, she found out she was 3 weeks pregnant.
Thank God for the funds for pregnant women in treatment. Today I have 2 years sober. My son is 18 months old. My life has completely changed.
She spoke in front of the House of Representatives offices on Tuesday. The speech was part of Behavioral Health Day, when mental health advocates come to the Capitol to lobby for funding.
This legislative session has already given us some great successes. Unlike prior years where our system was facing significant budget cuts and we always were on the defensive, this year we've seen some good things.
That's Rob Sedlecki, the Department of Children and Families Assistant Secretary for Substance Abuse and Mental Health Programs. He says Governor Scott has asked for additional money to integrate behavioral health programs into the child welfare system. And both chambers of the legislature are proposing new funding and new programs to detect and treat mental illness in young people. Representative Daryl Roussan, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, also came to the press conference.
I'm in the middle of committee, but I want to stop by and let you know how important this is to all of us that you're here.
Roussan says he's grateful for the treatment that led him to be 15 years, 3 weeks, and 4 days sober. And he's grateful that his fellow lawmakers finally seem to be agreeing treatment is important.
Every year, they make us come up here and beg and grovel for every dollar that's spent on substance abuse and mental health treatment. And every year, guess what we do? We fight for it.
Linda DiPiano, who's CEO of the Jerome Golden Center for Behavioral Health in West Palm Beach, says this year there's not much of a fight.
For the first time in 5 years, there is increased funding in both the House and the Senate budgets.
Mark Fontaine, executive director of the Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association, says it's thanks to people who go through treatment coming to the Capitol and sharing their stories.
We're in the middle of a revolution. What's the revolution? The revolution is that it wasn't too long ago that we didn't talk about addiction. We didn't talk about mental illness. It was quiet. And I have to tell you, we spend a lot of time down the Capitol, and in committee meetings, legislators are talking about addiction. Legislators are talking about mental illness.
Any allocations for new mental health and substance abuse programs in the final budget passed by both chambers will need approval from Governor Scott. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.